KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking politics and radio with Hugh Hewitt, who's going to be a new host on KGMI starting Monday morning at 9. Professor Hewitt, nice to talk to you this morning.
Mike, great to be on with you. I'm so excited about joining the Bellingham family. I got to tell you a quick backstory. My whole best friend and his family in Orange County, Steve Kems and Monica, moved up to Bellingham 2 years ago from Orange County, California, and all their kids moved there. And so I get Bellingham grams every day about how wonderful it is to live up on the Canadian border. They're like actively recruiting people to destroy your nice way of life up there. I'm not coming, but I'm coming to see them, and I hope I can use your studio.
Well, yeah, the big secret, too, is that everybody talks about the rain throughout the winter, but a typical summer day up here is sun, calm winds, a high of 72 and a low of 55. So can't beat that with a stick.
Oh, he's a missionary. He's trying to empty California to move to Bellingham. And obviously your ocean views and ocean breeze make a big difference to him as well, and to his wife and to his kids and his grandkids. But do you see that happening? Is Bellingham changing in real time?
Yeah, I've been here about 25 years, and it's changed quite a bit. A lot of kind of the California attitude has moved up here. A lot of California home equity money has come up here for retirees that buy housing. And kind of the typical complaint that locals are getting a squeeze out of being able to afford housing because housing prices are rising so much because of the demand from folks that are cashing out of their home equity in California moving up here. That being said, we got a lot of tech firms too that kind of a Seattle hub. We got a lot of people that use Bellingham as a bedroom community to go to their tech jobs in Seattle.
That's Steve Kems. Good guy. I mean, really one of my closest friends in the last 30 years. Very successful lawyer with a big firm in Orange County. Sold his Laguna Beach house. And that buys a lot of house in Bellingham. It's a great house in Laguna Beach, and it's just a terrific piece of property in Bellingham. And then but luckily they brought young people with them. That's part of the problem with Georgia and Tennessee is that it's aging up. But if you get young people to moving to Bellingham, that is a great thing.
Yeah. So I see from your bio you spent 6 years in the Reagan administration. Tell us about that.
I did. As soon as I got off the D.C. circuit, I worked for President Nixon in Orange County, 78 to 80, out of college as a ghostwriter. Then I went to law school at Michigan and went down to D.C. and joined the D.C. circuit as a clerk and got to work with then Judge Scalia, then Judge Bork, then Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And then I went in the Reagan administration right afterwards and worked for two attorney general, Bill Smith and Ed Meese. And then I went over to the White House and became a White House lawyer. In that time, there were only seven of us. And a counsel and a deputy counsel, a total of nine. I shared a nice suite in the old DOB with a guy named Roberts. So I'm a talk show host now, and he's the Chief Justice.
Yep.
So we had different career paths after that. But I stuck around for 6 years. I love President Reagan. I am a Reagan conservative. I've never voted for a Democrat in a national election ever. So the people of Bellingham know what they're getting, a conservative. No one can replace Rush. But they're getting a conservative who voted like Rush for the last 30 years. And I worked with Rush back in KFI days when I got into radio for the first time in 1990. And he was the debate part that he had for 30 years on our station here in Bellingham. And he is going to be my model at KGMI, as he is, I'm sure, the model for most talk show hosts in America.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing you starting Monday at 9. So now let's ask the important questions. No right or wrong answers. Starbucks or McDonald's?
Starbucks.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay, Chevy or Ford?
There's a reason.
Huh?
You want to know the reason?
Sure.
Because if I go to McDonald's, I get the fries. And I can't afford at my age to be getting the fries. I'm 65. I'm looking forward to coming up and doing the Bellingham Half Marathon. I can no longer do a marathon. But nowadays, I used to lose weight when I ran. Now I have to lose weight to run. And so I still like to trundle along, and I like the looks of this Bellingham half marathon and marathon, but no French fries for me. I got to go to Starbucks for coffee.
Maybe you'll come up and join a ski to sea team sometime. That's the annual relay race. It's not happened for the last couple of years because of COVID, but starts the top of Mount Baker and ends on the Bay of Bellingham here, one of our local maritime parks.
I've read about that. Is there a running part of it? Because I can't ski worth a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I'll kill myself.
Yeah, or we'll throw you in a kayak and see how that goes.
Okay, there you go. I can do that.
All right. Well, Hugh, it sure was a pleasure to meet you. We'll look forward to hearing you on our air starting Monday at 9 o'clock. And maybe we'll get a chance to meet face-to-face sometime, as you say, up in our studio. Welcome to KGMI, Hugh Hewitt, national radio host. He's going to be doing 9 to noon starting on Monday on KGMI.
Thank you, Mike. I look forward to seeing you, and thanks, Bellingham.